Greetings and welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church on Kirkpatrick Road in Burlington, North Carolina. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. If you'd like to correspond with Pastor Barkman and the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. The Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. Now with today's message from God's Word, here is Pastor Greg Barkman.
We have come now to the place in the resurrection narrative in John chapter 20 where Mary Magdalene investigates the empty tomb. We read in John 20, verse 11, "But Mary stood without at the sepulchre weeping, and as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the sepulchre, and seeth two angels in white sitting, the one at the head and the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus had lain." Two angels, John tells us, two men in shining garments, Luke tells us, a young man clothed in a long white garment, Mark tells us, his countenance like lightning and his raiment white as snow, we read in Matthew chapter 28. And as we study the subject of angels in the Bible, we realize that when angels appear to men, they always seem to be men, except perhaps in visions. But when angels actually make contact with men, or women, I'm not using the term men in a gender sense, but in a general sense. In this case, obviously, it was a woman, Mary of Magdala. But when angels make contact with men upon the earth, they always appear to be men. In fact, the only thing that seems to distinguish them from men in general is their more than usual white, shining clothing. Clothing of more than ordinary brightness, their purity, their holiness, having come from the presence of God, seems to bring with it something of the purity of God and something of the glow of the glory of God. But other than that, you would mistake them for men. They appear to be just like a human being in every way. And yet the Bible tells us that angels are ministering spirits. In other words, they do not possess bodies as an ordinary rule. They obviously are able to appear as men. They are given that ability by God, whether that's something that they can exercise at their own discretion or whether it's something that they have to be given special permission and powers to do, I really don't know. But whenever they appear upon earth, they are very human-like in all of their actions and appearances and their speech. And as far as we are concerned, as far as the people who see them are concerned, they have had an interchange with another man, a human being. Though they are ministering spirits. And I'm confident that by far the vast majority of times that angels minister to the people of God, we are totally unaware of it. They are around us, I think, at all times. There are no doubt one or more angels in this small room right now where I'm speaking into a radio microphone. There are no doubt angels around you in the automobile or wherever it is that you are listening to this broadcast. Undoubtedly, angels are there. They are sent to minister to the heirs of salvation, the Bible tells us. Wonderful truth. Angels are protecting and guarding and guiding the children of God, the heirs of salvation. But when they want to make contact with us, then they appear as men. And that's why it is possible, as the Bible tells us, to entertain angels unawares. Some people, by showing gracious hospitality, have actually entertained angels unawares. How would they know? How would they know if it was an angel, if an angel appears to be a man, if it's a stranger, a person that you haven't met before and really don't know anything about? How would you have any way of knowing that this happened to be an angel? I remember many years ago now, and you may remember this too, a very well-known book by Dale Evans Rogers, I think was her name, Roy Rogers' wife, and a book entitled Angel Unawares. Very touching story, as I recall. It's probably been, I'm sure it's been 40-plus years since I read that story, maybe even 50 or close to. That's how long it's been. My mind is scrambling back. Couldn't be quite 50 years because that would have put me so young, I doubt that I would have been doing any reading at that time. But somewhere between 40 and 50 years ago, wonderful story, as I recall, about a child that was born to Roy Rogers and Dale Evans that was what we sometimes call a mongoloid child, a Down syndrome child. And what a blessing that child turned out to be. And Dale Evans called that child an angel unawares, as if God had sent an angel to them to teach them some lessons, to teach them how to love unselfishly, and then, to their surprise, to receive more in return than they ever expected to. Wonderful, wonderful lessons. And some of you who are struggling with a handicapped child can be encouraged by that book, and I would recommend it to you, but here's what I wanted to say. As touching and as attractive as that title may have been, it was actually a bit misleading, because that's not the way angels appear to men, and that child was not an angel. It was a human being. And that just shows a general lack of Bible knowledge and good theological foundation. And I'm afraid rather confuses people sometimes as to the nature of angels and the nature of children. And sometimes people even have the idea that children are somehow spirits in heaven before they come to earth, and then they come to earth and are born as a child, and they live here for a while, and then they die, and they go back to heaven, and they'll be angels in heaven again. No. Angels are angels, and human beings are human beings. And they are two entirely different species. And one doesn't turn into another. One doesn't become another. But when angels want to make contact with men upon the earth, they do appear to be men. But they are not men. They are angels. And angels are different. How so? Well, they're different, number one, as I said, in that they are by nature spirits. They can take on the characteristics of a man. They can appear like a man. But they are, in essence, spirits. And that's all they will ever be. They are forever spirits. Whereas human beings are forever bodies. Now, we have a spiritual nature, and there are times in the course of our sojourn when our spirit will be separated from our body, but that is always temporary, and that is always less than desirable, and we are not complete in our redemption until our bodies have been redeemed. At the resurrection, our bodies will come out of the grave and will be joined to our spirits, which are already with the Lord in heaven, absent from the body, present with the Lord, and we will be forever with the Lord in our glorified bodies. We were made to inhabit bodies. We will always inhabit bodies. Our body is part of who we are. We need to understand that our body is part of who we are. God made us as bodies. That's not the totality of what we are, but God made us to possess bodies, and we are not complete without our bodies. Our body is not something that we just inhabit while we're upon the earth, and then one day we're going to shed that body like a snake sheds its skin, and we're going to be free from our bodies forevermore. Wrong. One day we will shed our body. It will go in the grave. Our soul will go to be with the Lord. But then we will be incomplete until our body is raised from the dead and our soul is rejoined to our body. And then forever we will live in our glorified bodies throughout all eternity. Bodies resurrected, glorified, and made suitable to inhabit heaven forever. No death, no dying. Bodies that apparently will be like our Lord's resurrected body and will be able to pass through walls and to travel instantaneously. So they're not going to be limited like the bodies we're in now. They're not going to be identical to the bodies we have now. But they are going to be bodies that we will have because they are our bodies. And having been made from the beginning in a body, we will never be complete apart from our bodies. But angels, having been made in the beginning as spirits, will never inhabit a body for anything except a very temporary assignment. You see what I'm saying? Angels are spirits who may occasionally inhabit a body for a particular purpose, but they will shed that body and return to the condition that they were created in, because that is their natural condition. Human beings who are made in bodies may shed their bodies and live without them for a while the body lies in the grave, but that is not our natural condition, and that is not our permanent condition. That's only a temporary thing, and we must eventually re-inhabit our glorified bodies because we are incomplete without them. By nature, by creation, by definition, human beings have bodies forever, not just temporarily, forever. Human beings are made to indwell bodies, and we will always indwell a body. The body is not something that is temporary to be overcome, so to speak, and to get that part of our life behind us, because that's a weak and undesirable part that we want to get rid of so that we can go on and be a pure spirit. No, sorry. Our body is part of who we are, and we're going to inhabit that body for eternity. And all that to say that angels are angels and men are men, and we're two entirely different species, different designs, different creatures of God, and there's no crossing over one to the other. Men don't become angels. Angels don't become men. Angels may appear as men, and do, but they don't become men. They only seem to be men, but they are not men. They are angels. And Mary encountered two angels, and John makes that very clear to us here in John chapter 20. And Lord willing, we'll talk about it some more on the broadcast tomorrow. Please join us then. Until then, Greg Barkman, Bible teacher on the Beacon broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina 27201, saying good day. May God give you His eternal peace.